you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Hi, Angel. My zip code is 94587.
May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Kathy. Last name is Norvell, N-O-R, V as in Victor, E-L-L. And what company is this?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And what was that address again? I'm sorry.
It's 375 Riviera, R-I-V-I-E-R-A Drive, Union City.
Okay, so I do see where our neck massager was purchased. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I didn't purchase a neck massager, okay? I didn't purchase anything. It was a gift. I did not do anything to get any of this. I want it canceled, and I want to be reimbursed. I already spoke with somebody 2 months ago. So I need this reversed. They owe
okay, you stated that you spoke with someone 2 months ago about what? Because I don't see any calls. What did you speak with them for?
I spoke with them, told them I'd send them back the neck massager, okay, that it was falsely representative. It did not tell me that I was going to be charged any more money at all. I told them I'd return the neck massager.
Okay, do you have a cancellation confirmation number or any emails? Because I'm not sure who you spoke with.
They said it was taken care of. I don't remember writing anything down.
Okay, so we have to give all of our customers a cancellation confirmation number for security purposes. I'm not sure who you spoke with. I don't see any calls but the one from today. I would advise you to try to find that phone number to see who you spoke with. But I can go ahead and get your account canceled out for you today. And then I can offer you a courtesy refund, being that we have not received a call from you, which is a total of...
Of what? Hello? Don't hang up on me.
What I can do for you to... I'm sorry, ma'am. You can go ahead.
I said... I already went through this with the last one, and they were going to give me something like $20 back, and they said no. Let me find out when they reimburse me, and I'll tell you. Hold on.
Okay, we haven't refunded you anything, so you can go ahead. I'm sorry.
Refunded me. You refunded me one payment, and you were supposed to stop this.
Okay, what day was the payment refunded?
Hang on. Let me get back to my bank statement.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
I said I'm getting back to my bank statement. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's see. That was in February. It was in January when they returned it. In January. Hold on 1 second, and I will tell you when that date was. Oh, right here. Nope, that's when you took that payment in February. Okay, it was prior to that. And they told me that they were going to reimburse the other one, too. It should be a plus. Hold on, I'm looking for it right now. Because they were going to do the same thing that you just said to me, that you were going to refund me a courtesy. And I said that, no, I never signed to have anything. And I told them that I would return.
Okay, do you have the refund amount?
Yeah, I do. Hang on, I'm looking for it right now. I'm looking for it right now. As I watched to make sure it was being refunded back in. Yeah. Ah, here it is. Well, no, that's $49 being taken out. It was $49.97 that you refunded to me.
Okay, so I'm not sure who refunded you that charge because I don't see any calls or any notes. You would have received a cancellation confirmation email verbally as well. I'm sorry, a cancellation confirmation number verbally, and then you would have received a cancellation confirmation email. I can go ahead and get your account canceled out for you. That will prevent any future charges and also provide you with a 35% refund, which is a total of $19.93.
No, I want the full refund, young lady.
Okay, I can reach out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund, but that charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment.
Charge.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, the highest refund that I am eligible to do for you is a 50% refund, which is a total of $28.47.
Nope, it's going to be the full refund of two payments of $56.95, and I am going to the Better Business Bureau over on you guys because I did not sign anything. I got a free neck massager, which I was told I could return.
So with the Better Business Bureau, that they will do an investigation. That does not necessarily mean that you will get a refund. I can reach out to my supervisor and provide her with all the information on your account, but I can't issue you a refund for February. I may have to send you over to my supervisor, but I can't do that refund. Give me just a moment.
Send me over to your supervisor. I'm not kidding.
Okay, so I can go ahead and issue you a full refund of that $56.95, but that refund will take 3 to 5 business days. For any past charges, I'm unable to issue those refunds because those charges, that was all the way in February, and it's about to be April now. But I can go ahead and issue you that refund for that $56.95.
I'm not kidding. I better get the full refund. For both months. I'm not kidding.
Okay, I may have to send you over to my supervisor. I can't issue you that refund. But I'll go ahead and issue you the refund for March. That will take 3 to 5 business days. Give me just a moment.
And I want a confirmation number.
You will receive that as well. Give me just a moment.
to dealing with people who are on fixed incomes and you scam them so bad.
Moment, I'm just notating your account.
And the reason I didn't check the March one or the February one was because you guys said that you had canceled it. And I just didn't notice that that one went through.
One moment, I'm almost finished.
All right, thank you.
One moment, I'm just waiting on a response from my supervisor so I can get your call transferred over.
Okay, but I want that confirmation.
And I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, I said I'm ready for the cancellation number.
The number is 358-713. That number again is 358-713.
Okay.
Your call
name?
Is about to be, my name is Asia. It is spelled ASIA. Your call is about to be transferred. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Thank you. Have a good day.